The Toby Gribbin Show. Highlights.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Well, Biggs the Misfit is a musician who's with us here. How are you doing today?
I'm well. And yourself?
I'm doing great. There's a lovely telephonic quality to your voice there, and I'm liking it.
I appreciate that, man.
Yeah. Now, of course, I think on the show maybe half a year ago, we had DJ Poetry King on, who did an instrumental track called Making It, and you've actually taken that track and added lyrics to it, right?
Sir.
How would you describe, you know, the lyrics that you've put in the song?
The lyrics that I placed to this track are very heartfelt and guiding. I feel like I can guide a lot of people with these lyrics. Those that are less fortunate, those that have issues with self-esteem, other complex things that they deal with in life, you know what I mean? I want the song to touch souls. Mm. And I feel like I did that with every bar and every live within the song.
Yeah. Is it hard to write lyrics for an instrumental track that already exists, or does that make it easier because there's less to write?
See, I don't think that it's a difficulty to write lyrics for me per se. I have to actually sit down and vibe with the beat. You know what I mean? I have to get into the beat. I want to be the instrumental so that I can attach my passion to it. You know what I'm saying? My creativity and make my mark on it.
Yeah. And how did you actually end up getting approached to write the lyrics for this?
So it's a crazy story. I was on vacation in New Orleans to celebrate my brother's bachelor party for his wedding. And Poetry King was actually one of my Uber rides to the French quarters. And upon entry of his vehicle, he had that beat playing, and I sat down in the back seat with my dad, and I looked over at my dad and I said, "This beat is pretty fire, man." Like, not knowing that it was DJ Poetry's beat. So I got to talking to him, and by the end of the conversation and the end of the car ride, I had mentioned to him that I did music. So from that moment on and from that day forward, I've spoken to him every day. Wow. And our connection has been unbreakable and just fluid. You know what I mean? It's genuine and organic. So once I heard the beat and he laid it out to me that it was his beat and that he wanted me to be on the beat, I said, "Oh, man, just send me that beat so I can get to it." And he was very impressed with everything that I put down with the beat. Before I even recorded it, I sent over my lyrics to him, and he was like, "Man, that's it." So I surprised him one night, went to the studio, recorded it, and sent it to him. And it is what it is now. You know what I mean? I just got to put some visuals to it.
Yeah. And whenabouts was that you were in the back of his Uber?
About a month ago.
Wow.
Roughly.
So much has happened in such a short period of time, really.
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot has happened. And he's actually been coaching me and guiding me since the day I met him. So
wow.
I have no issues, no worries about him. I have nothing but faith and good judgment for him, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And what made you want to write lyrics for this beat? Why do you feel the instrumental track on its own wasn't enough?
Well, from the moment I heard it, it touched me. So it was almost inevitable for me not to write on it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Write to it. So once I heard it and I figured out or it came about that it was his beat, I was like, "Man, I gotta put a touch to it." You know what I'm saying? The beat itself is magic. I just made it a potion.
Yeah. And who produced it for you?
DJ Poetry King.
Wow. That's incredible. He's doing everything, isn't he?
Man, he's got his hands in a lot of pots, and he's mixing them well.
And what does he think of the lyrics you wrote for the song? Does he like them?
He actually loves them. He feels as though I took a part of him with me when I left there and attached it to that song. Have you heard the song?
Not yet, no.
Oh, man. So when we get done with this, I need your email so I can send it to you.
Okay.
But the second verse of the song, he says that really hit home for him because it ties into his podcast, which is Spiritual Eyeglasses.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just a deep song. It's pretty deep, man.
Yeah, absolutely. So how did you first get into music in the first place?
Well, I've been writing since the ninth grade. I never thought that I would be able to take it as serious as I am up until about 4 years ago. And I met an engineer who moved back to the DMV from Atlanta. He was working with Cash Money, Young Money, and now he's here, and I got him, and he's taking me under his wing. So everything that I put out is engineered and mixed and mastered by him.
Wow. And do you remember what the first song you ever wrote was?
I had a composition book that I was writing in back then, and that entire composition book is gone. So those lyrics, I wish I had today, but I don't.
Yeah. And in terms of this song, do you think that you will do more adding lyrics to pre-existing instrumentals?
From DJ Poetry or just in general?
In general, I think.
I think that I would do some pre-existing instrumentals, but I prefer for it to be an underground producer.
And what kind of things do you tend to go for musically in ordinary times when you're doing music and lyrics?
I tap into my emotions. A lot of things that I've been through in my past were kind of dark, so I use that and I utilize that to my advantage. It's not all, my lyrics aren't always dark, but I use that emotion to bring out what I need to bring out and to guide my cadence to different instrumentals.
Yeah. And what kind of musicians did you listen to growing up?
I had a thing for down south rappers like Pastor Troy, 3-6 Mafia, Lil Wayne, Cash Money, you know, down, it was a lot of down south, and I had some up north like DMX, Nas, Jay-Z, the OGs of the rap game.
Yeah. And do you feel that you're similar to those artists, or do you have things that make you unique?
I think that I'm pretty unique, in my opinion. I don't think that I sound like anyone. I think that I have my own swag and my own cadence, my own style. So I hope to make a mark in, you know how they say somebody takes my style and runs with it. You know what I'm saying? I want to be that guy.
Absolutely. And as well, in 2021, you released a whole album, Born to be Hated. So tell us a little bit about that album. What are some of your favorite tracks on that one?
Well, that album touched, that, like I was telling you earlier about my dark side, that album touched a lot of the darkness that was in me. And I feel like I released a lot of that within that album, and I feel a sigh of relief, if you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
My favorite tracks from that album would be the intro, which is Hold On. Number 5, I want to say it is, Crazy. And 5 and 6, which is Crazy and Cry No More, and 7 and 8, which is 3 J's and Brain Blue. I think that my all-time favorite from the album, though, is Brain Blue.
Yeah. And how long did that one take you to work on?
Roughly a month or two.
And do you have any highlights in your whole musical career?
At this moment, I do not. I'm working on building a bigger fan base and going out to different venues to do open mics and perform. So I'm getting some kind of recognition within my city before I start to branch out.
Yeah. And what else is coming up? Do you have plans for more songs and albums after this current one making it?
Oh, for sure. I actually am sitting on about 6 fully recorded and mixed and mastered songs that I haven't released.
Wow.
But I plan on releasing soon. I wanna get visuals done for making it before I release anything before making it. So making it will be next. and then I'll put out some other stuff. But I'm definitely working on another album as well, which will be the prequel to Born to be Hated. It'll be called Dying to be Loved.
Yeah. And when are we expecting the song Making It to be out?
If I had to say today, it would be near the beginning of July.
Okay. And where can we find it when it does come out? And also, where can we listen to all your music that you've previously released and keep up to date with you?
If you stream on any music service, it's there. I go by Biggs the Misfit, B-I-G-G-C-D-A, Misfit, M-I-S-F-I-T, and I'm on every major platform, YouTube, Apple Music, Tidal, Shazam, TikTok, Instagram, I'm everywhere.
Smashing. Well, many thanks for joining us today. It's been great to have you here, and we'll let you get back out on the road again now.
Yes, sir. It was great talking to you. I'm happy to have talked to you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
The throbbing pulse of sound. The Toby Gribben Show.